Welcome to the Innate Vitality Code podcast, your source of science-backed information and inspiration on holistic healing, building resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Pennington. I'm an integrative physician, acupuncturist, and positive psychology neuroscience nerd. For over 20 years, I've been healing and teaching in my wellness practice, in the media, on stages, and around the world, as part of my soul's mission to end suffering and raise the consciousness on the planet. This podcast does not provide medical advice or psychotherapy. Consult your healthcare provider before implementing what you hear on this show. So I want to help put an end to the confusion about why women burn out more than men. This comes as a result of a recent article I published on my website and Thrive Global about how the pandemic has increased the number of people with imposter syndrome, particularly women, and how it's leading them to burnout. So first off, the reason why women tend to burn out more than men is our mindset. Particularly for women who have grown up in a capitalist society, we have no really good models about what is the right amount of work. We don't have a good frame of reference between work and non-work. You know, for some of us, we have mothers or grandmothers who were so grateful to be added to the workforce that they had to do a lot, or they overworked in the sense of trying to prove themselves as equal to men. We also recognize that women undergo a whole lot of unpaid labor. So women tend to work really hard in the whatever their work role is, and they're also taking care of home and family and kids and all of that. And if we don't have that recognition, we are more likely to think, oh, I'm not doing enough, and we tend to burn out. The other thing is, it's a little bit tricky, but for many women in the media, we see this emphasis on beauty and youth. And so in addition to our work roles and our family roles, a lot of women are under this pressure to look young and to maintain their appearance. And so they'll spend a ton of money or time, you know, slathering things on their face or what have you in order to keep up. And that is depleting our energy and our resources. And that too contributes to burnout. And it's something that a lot of men don't complain about. Now, if we are always looking for that external validation, the reality is we'll never feel like we're enough. And so we always overdo. And in fact, what we find in response to COVID is there's a really high rate of what they call e-presenteeism. So companies are realizing people are getting super fatigued with all of these Zoom conferences and all of the work that we've taken on. And yet, when they're telling their employees, shut off, go have some time off, HR departments are reporting in that people are still checking email in the middle of the night or staying logged on just so that they don't miss anything, either because they have a fear that they're going to lose their job or whatever. And so women tend to be doing this more than men. At least that's what the statistics show. And then, okay, so there's all that mindset, depending on where you grew up and how capitalistic the world is around you. But there's also an aspect to most women in that we tend to be nurturers, or we've been taught that we should nurture. So I'm not even going to get into all the codependency around it, but a lot of women feel the need to take care of everyone else, and we put ourselves last on the list, if we even get on the list at all. And so that nurturing quality tends to make women accept more than they should in terms of taking care of other people, checking in on other people, checking in on a project. We don't want to let things go. We don't want to let things fall, especially if it's our baby, metaphorically speaking, like our company. And then the other reason that women tend to burn out more than men is we don't always pay attention to the signs in our body for rest. So not having a good self-care ritual and routine for recovery is one of the reasons that we tend to burn out. Whereas a man will just, this is a generalization, but men typically kind of recognize, okay, I need sleep. And whereas women, because we also have all these extra roles, even though we know we need to break off from work, we still end up caretaking and doing all of these other things instead of doing restorative activities or rest. So all of that sounds really creepy, I know, but the good news is each and every one of us was born resilient. You have resilience muscles, they just need to be strengthened and built up. So we need to engage in a process of first unlearning all of the behavioral patterns, the mental structures, and the emotional responses that we have to our lives. Unless you happen to have a totally enlightened family that you grew up in and you were not, you know, paying attention to mainstream media, you have some mental structures about what is right and appropriate in terms of the amount of work and how much you should be paid and all of that and what you should demand. We need to unlearn those patterns and responses. And then we have to relearn resilience and self-care. We have to relearn what we need for our own balance, because what I need to restore myself may be different than what you need. So you've got to relearn trusting your body and listening to those signals. And the third thing that we can do to really build resilience is to rewire our brain. And this takes practice. Now, we didn't become little worker bees and little slaves to the machine after just one, you know, example in the marketplace or one parent telling us one time. These things were repeated consistently over time. And so that's what we need to do to rewire our brain. We have to honor our body, our body's rhythms, time, rest. We need to give our brains the opportunity to get restored so that we can get rid of that brain fog and have more clarity and focus and actually feel joy again. So if you are curious to know, are you heading towards burnout? Check out innatevitality.com. The link is also in the bio so that you can take one of our health quizzes. We have an entire quiz for you to quickly assess whether you are going down the path of burnout. And if you want some support on building resilience, then I would recommend this baby right here, The Top 10 Traits of Highly Resilient People. You can learn how to build these 10 resilience traits and build a stress-resistant personality. You'll learn from 20 other authors besides myself how we have recovered from burnout and breakdowns to not only bounce back, but to bounce forward. So that's what we're really focused on, is post-traumatic growth. So burnout can actually be this golden opportunity that wakes you up to look at your values, to look at the way your life was structured, to look at your beliefs about yourself and what you deserve. And then you can do a major reset. You can then transfer the way that you take care of yourself into a whole new paradigm. So check out the book if you want some support and want some real examples of how that's done. And you can also join me on the second Tuesday of the month in the Real Self-Love community, where I share each month totally free coaching and guided meditations on resilience and self-love. So until then, my friend, take good care of yourself. You deserve it. You are a gift to the world. So share your presence with passion. Much love.
Thank you for listening to the Innate Vitality Code podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, rate the podcast, and subscribe. This helps me with getting my message out to a wider audience. For show notes and other episodes, visit innatevitality.com/podcast. That's vitality.com/podcast. You can also sign up for my free masterclass series. Each month, I take a deep dive into the topics of holistic healing, resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. Just visit innatevitality.com.